Today is Sunday, August 4th, 2019, and this...
How was Vegas?
Paradise for 2 weeks. For 2 weeks, I gambled in green pastures, the dice were my cousins, and the dolls were agreeable with nice teeth and no last names.
It's 500 by Midnight, the original Las Vegas podcast, show number 702.
Las Vegas!
I hope that you're having an enjoyable stay here in Las Vegas, and also hope that you have been fortunate. I do wish that for you.
You're gonna give Daddy the Rain Man suite. Do you think that? We're going to Vegas, Mike.
Vegas! You think we get there by midnight?
Honey, we're gonna be up 500 by midnight.
Yeah, Vegas!
Vegas, baby, Vegas!
Las Vegas.
Hello, everybody. This is Tim.
And this is Michelle.
Welcome to 500 by Midnight, 702.
702.
Vegas area code.
9494.
So that opening clip I pulled last night, I was flipping channels while you were out. And I came across, I watched the first 20 minutes or so of Guys and Dolls. You know I love musicals.
I know you do.
And for some reason, I thought, all right, I'm going to give this a shot. We've got Marlon Brando. We've got Frank Sinatra. I'm going to give this a shot. It was horrible, but I got that clip out of it, and
That's
it amused
good.
Me. So what a different time when you're bragging about the dolls having nice teeth. Wow. Oh, the 50s.
That or you're at a strip club in Ely.
All right. We got some news today. We got a couple phone calls. Before that, I want to remind everybody this podcast is listener supported by the fine folks on Patreon. Our Patreon patrons, including KTNTX, Simon St. Regis, Monica Fagan-Binky, Kate Score, Kyle A., and Edward Rodriguez. If you would like to support this show on a monthly basis and get some bonus stuff as our way of saying thank you, check out patreon.com/500, and you'll get all the details. All right, so we've got some things to talk about. We haven't done one of these in a while.
This week,
rest assured that I was on the internet within minutes, registering my disgust throughout the world.
In outrage.
This is bullshit!
The outrage was in full effect the last few days, as MGM Resorts put out one of its periodic announcements to assure everybody that it is still a shitty, shitty company. They can't go very long without doing something to annoy their customers.
It's true.
And... Let's talk about what they're doing now. First of all, they're making some changes to M Life. There are a couple things, and they chalk them up. Well, they don't. I always like to see the PR spin put on things. These are for consistency across all their properties. Now, you could be consistent across all your properties and still not hose your customers. But no, they've chosen.
We're just going to suck consistently across all our properties.
Exactly. So one of the things that they have through M Life is a tiered discount. Based on the level you've achieved in their Players Club, you get a discount on rooms.
You have an incentive to go to a higher level because you're going to get a greater discount.
There you go. Now, this is separate from their room offers. You know, they've got room offers where they might send you a promo rate for $80 for something or whatever. This is different than that. This is off of their standard rates. So let's say you don't have a room offer available for the time that you're staying. You can look at their standard rate. You can say, well, I'm a Sapphire member. I can therefore take X percent off based on my room discount that I have because I have played a lot of, you know, put a lot of money in the machines and I've earned this. They have eliminated the tier discount, replaced it with a standard 10% discount for M Life members, regardless of your tier. So whether you play not at all, but got a card, or you're a Noir member. Well, if you're a Noir member, you're getting free rooms all the time anyway. But if if you're a higher member, you're still just getting the 10% if you don't have a room offer for the date you want to go. So that's not great. That is effective. That was effective actually July 15th. So that's, they might have announced that a while ago, but it's just kind of coming to light now because
of other things they're doing to piss people off.
Another announcement. Beginning on October 15th, they're changing the way that express comps are earned. So, you know, comps where you can just swipe your card and pay with points. Typically, most players' clubs, you will earn X number of points based on how much money you're playing in a machine. So usually you can go on the website and it'll or look at their brochure, and it'll give you some idea that if you put $10 through a machine, you're getting 1 point. I'm just pulling these numbers out of my ass. And then when you have 100 points, you can exchange them for $1 worth of comps, that kind of thing. They are changing it for consistency to a more vague system where you don't really know what's going on. It's based on time played, average bet, and game type. So it's a mystery formula, much like Boyd Gaming recently did. And we know how well that went over with people.
Yeah.
In fact, they're kind of, they seem to be kind of backtracking. Not, they haven't done a complete backtrack, but they've been putting out surveys, you know, pretty much asking people.
Did we make a huge mistake?
Yeah. How much does this suck? Please tell us why. They've done some other things where they've just randomly, well, not randomly, but they've just given people a bunch of points to elevate their level to what they were at before because of what they did to their, so they're obviously feeling some
remorse.
Yeah, they're seeing results that people who they count on to come and play in their properties maybe aren't doing as much of that. So anyway, MGM is now going to what appears to be some sort of similar system. And then along with that, we don't generally, because it happens so often, we don't generally talk about resort fee increases. But since they're doing all this stuff at once, what the hell, we'll mention it. They're also raising their resort fee by $6 at Aria, Bellagio, and Vidara. Including tax, it's now about $51 at those properties.
Ouch.
So all these things put together has people not happy. So my encouragement to you is don't, if it pisses you off enough, don't give them your money. That's the option, you know. And obviously you're still going to pay resort fees at other properties and you're still going to have some of these things. Right. But MGM has been leading the charge on this shit all along. So I say fuck them. We've made, you know, no secret out of the fact that we're pretty done with this company for the time being.
Except for the fact that on our last trip, we spent a lot of time at Park MGM.
But we didn't gamble there at all.
We did not.
When was the last time we gambled at an MGM property?
That is a good question.
I can't. It's been ages. When I got my, every so often, they'll send out a thing that's, hey, by the way, here's your number of points, and here's how much it is to get to the next tier. And I was so happy last time they did that, and I saw that I had zero points.
Yep.
Good, good. Happy to do that. I'm hopeful that at some point, you know, these things are cyclical. Caesars was the leading the league in shittiness a couple of years back. They've come around. They're doing a lot of, you know, they still have a lot of shitty things about them, but they're renovating all their rooms. They're pumping money back into their properties. You still can get really good room offers from them for minimal play. So right now, Caesars is on the upswing. MGM is on the downturn. I'm hoping that at some point that turns around on the MGM side, but
not on the Caesars side. Caesars, you know, well, keep not sucking as much.
We're going to see what happens with the buyout. You know, they've alluded to ways to possibly rein in some of the comps, but we'll see. You don't know until they do it how bad it's going to be.
Yeah.
So there you go. That's this week's Fuck You MGM Resorts. That should be the regular segment on this show. It seems like every couple weeks we've got a new thing that makes us want to tell them to go fuck themselves.
Are you going to put together an intro for that?
I think I'll just stick with the outrage one. We haven't used that enough lately.
Okay.
I kind of forgot that I had it. And then I mentioned outrage on the Facebook group one day, and I went, oh, yeah, I have a thing that I put together for that. I should probably pull that out again. All right. Maybe I can calm myself, relax a little bit with a little music this week. We've got a new residency to talk about, and that means audio clips from said act. Oh, yeah. Going back in time to 19 blah, blah, blah. I don't know
70 something.
You're as cold as ice. You're willing to sacrifice our love. You never take advice. Someday you'll...
Foreigner has announced a residency on the Las Vegas Strip. What do you think of Foreigner?
All right.
I remember as a child, there was a local radio station that scratched its copy of Foreigner 4 and had to go off the air for 6 months. It's like the only record they had. They put out a lot of hit songs back in the late 70s and early 80s. This is one of them. I pulled a bunch of clips. We'll just let them play one after the other.
Okay.
They're going to be doing 10 shows at Venetian in January, February, and April 2020. So many hits.
This, I will, if I hear this in the car, I will turn it
crank
up and
it.
Enjoy
gonna,
it.
You're going to sing along. There's stuff that's a little bit more rock heavy like this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I enjoy it. But as I was pulling clips, I realized some of their better known ballads are steaming piles of poo.
Really?
We'll get to it in a little bit. Well,
are you going to disrespect I Want to Know What Love Is?
You know what? And I think I only pulled the chorus of that song.
Mm-hmm.
The verses are boring. It's like, come on, get to the fucking point, Lou Graham. There's another classic. So Foreigner, as it stands today, is founder and guitarist Mick Jones and a bunch of guys who had nothing to do with any of these songs.
All right.
Yeah. Another classic. Their shows at Venetian are somewhat reasonably priced as residencies go.
Mm-hmm.
If you look at it just as a residency and don't consider who's playing, $45 and up, most of the tickets are under $100.
Mm-hmm. That's
plus,
reasonable.
Plus Ticketmaster charges. However, when you look at who it is, though, like they're doing the fair circuit.
Uh-huh.
So if you were just to say, hey, Foreigner's coming, $100, you'd probably go, meh.
Well.
But it's the Vegas, you know, it's in Vegas, so it's different.
Yes,
of.
You're in Vegas. You're in an air-conditioned theater, not being surrounded by the smell of corn dogs
and cow dung. You're smart. Yes, so you have a better environment. That's true.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Tickets are on sale on August 9th. But with four guesses, I managed to figure out the presale code on Ticketmaster.
Hmm.
So their fan club presale code is Hot Blooded, and you can get tickets now using that. See, this is boring.
Hmm.
Oh. This was a hit song. People mm-hmm. listened to this on the radio. This would put me to sleep while driving. I've been waiting. Oh, God, you're going to continue to wait.
There's
Mister.
Something atmospheric about it. Like, it reminds me of a particular time.
Yeah, there were a lot of boring ballads around this time. Drive by the Cars, that's a steaming pile of shit, too.
What?
Oh, it's so boring. Try listening to that song all the way through. Fucking Snoresville.
Do not disrespect the Cars.
I love the Cars, but that song in particular is who?
I'm going to disagree with you on that.
Listen to it after the show with a critical ear. See this? This is an anthem. I like the chorus
uh-huh.
of this. It's like, oh yeah, I want to sing along. I should have recorded the whole thing because the lead up to this is tedious.
Yeah, got to take a little time.
Too much fucking time to get to the point. Anyway, what else? There was something interesting in the Billboard article that our friend Dave Lifton pointed out on the Facebook group when I posted the information about this. And it said something like, hey, with 16 top 30 hits, they're going to have a hard time coming up with a set list. And he made the point, wait a minute, they're doing less than 16 songs? And I went to setlist.fm where you can look at band set lists.
Mm-hmm.
And most of their shows are like 11 songs.
Wow.
11 to 13. And then I found one where they did 15 songs.
Well, they're going to have no problem keeping it under the 90-minute limit.
Oh, it'll be like it'll be a tidy hour 10, I think, is what we're going to get out of this one. So that is happening. If you are a fan of Foreigner, get on board. 2020. So weird that 2020 is already coming up so quickly and we're talking about...
I know.
Which is exciting because there's things happening in 2020.
Mm-hmm.
Things are opening in 2020.
Yes.
It's the end of 2020, but we'll have fun things to talk about. Another residency note, Journey, which is already planning a bunch of shows at the Coliseum at Caesar's Palace in October, has added a handful of shows at the end of December as well. So if you're going to be in town for New Year's Eve and you want to see Journey, you can. ESPN is reporting that the new football stadium where the Raiders are going to play, it's being constructed. If you're interested in it, you can go online and look at the live cam, see what the status is. They're close to having a name for said stadium. Of course,
mm-hmm.
Naming rights are a big deal. It's going to be some corporate nonsense, much like T-Mobile. I should probably play Rumor Watch, but this seems highly likely, so it's probably true. Allegiant, the shitty airline that is based in the Las Vegas area, mm-hmm. is rumored to be...
Aren't they
the
ones who fucked up Sun Country? Was it the CEO?
A former chief operating officer is now the CEO of Sun. Yeah. They're on the same tier as Frontier, and
they used to be so good.
Kind of like Spirit. A lot of these lower tier discount air, you know, companies, they're not necessarily known for their great service and fun.
Sun Country used to be so good. Allegiant never was good, I believe.
Anyway, so that's happening. Hopefully the experience at the stadium will be slightly better than the experience flying Allegiant.
Mm-hmm.
We've had several reports of people getting stranded and having miserable experiences. It seems like people are able to get to their destination on Allegiant.
Just not in a timely manner.
No, the problem is getting home. Inevitably, they get stranded. Well, if you're going to be stranded somewhere, Vegas is a good place to be mm-hmm. stranded, but they don't have a lot of these airlines don't have cooperative deals with other airlines. So if you get stuck, you're there until they can get another plane there. And sometimes that can be a few days.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, Allegiant Stadium, if you hear that name, that is probably what it's referring to. I'm guessing there'll be an official announcement sometime soon. Some things to talk about downtown Las Vegas, Neonopolis. We've been talking about it. In fact, recently we were stunned at how many things had gone into Neonopolis, and it appeared it was more, I don't want to say bustling because it doesn't necessarily mean there are people there, but there are mm-hmm. more storefronts that have things in them than in past history. However, it appears that they're not completely shaking their reputation for being the place where
things go to die.
The Cannabis Museum, Cannabition, which, by the way, I looked at their social media feeds, and I don't know that I've done that since it opened. We talked about it a lot before it opened and how this thing probably wasn't going to last long.
Mm-hmm.
As far as it being a museum,
not so much.
Kind of, but it looks to me like it's much more of one of these Instagram places where people pay $20 to go in and have their picture taken in front of stuff, and all the stuff here happens to be marijuana themed.
World's biggest bong.
There's a lot of that kind of thing. So the museum thing should probably be in quotes. But anyway, Cannabition has closed.
They should... You remember on Live PD that joint from a few weeks ago that was like the world's...
It was very impressive.
It was huge.
Found in somebody's backseat.
Yeah. The cops could have donated it.
They could have that in a Lucite case for everybody to admire.
Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe they'll have the chance because supposedly, according to Cannabition's Instagram, where they announced this, they're saying version 1.0 has closed. However, they're going to have a big announcement soon about version 2.0. So I think they're moving. In fact, if you pull them up on Google, it'll say closed for relocation. So they're probably going to turn up somewhere else, maybe. So the good news is if you're looking for space to rent at Neonopolis, plenty available.
Mm-hmm.
This thing opened in September. At that point, it was supposed to open July. It opened in September. We were joking that it would be closed by November. It made it longer than expected.
Yes.
But it has no longer. I noticed last time we were in Las Vegas, a couple trips ago, they had a big, pretty good sized mural outside of Neonopolis of...
The pot?
No, you took my picture in front of it. The stoner dudes, the White Castle, Harold and Kumar.
Yes.
Harold and Kumar, they had kind of a cool mural out on, I think it used to be a ticket booth or something. And that was painted over this time. So maybe they anticipated that they were going to be gone or something. I don't know. I wonder why they did that, but it's gone. Anyway, the whole thing will be gone very soon. And it is closed, so you can't go there anymore. Sorry. When they announce the official details on where they're reopening and when and cost and all that shit, we'll probably talk about it. All right, down the street at Fremont East, there are a couple empty spots, and no surprise that those are going to be filling up soon because Fremont East is indeed bustling. And the former Beauty Bar and Don't Tell Mama spaces are soon to be taken over by the people who run Park on Fremont and Commonwealth, which is good news. They mm-hmm. seem to have had some success. Both those places are doing well.
Yep.
Been around for a while. Seem to attract a lot of people. So they're going to be taking over those spots. They will be combined into one new venue. Not any details about that, but I found they applied for a business license. So I found that in one of the city council meeting agendas or something. And based on that, the new venue will probably be called Cheap Shot. The company name they're using is Cheap Shot LLC. So usually that translates into the name of the venue as well. But once we have details on that, we'll let you know. But I just wanted to mention who's going to be running it and that things are happening there soon.
Will it be a shot emporium?
That's what I'm wondering, if they'll specialize in shots. That could be dangerous.
That could be very dangerous.
Especially if they are indeed cheap.
Oh.
But we will see. There's not a lot online. I know they've got a domain. They've got Cheap Shot LV, I think, reserved. But they don't have anything out yet on social media that I could find. So, all right, we've been talking about Binion's a lot lately. They opened their new hotel rooms. I'm still waiting for reviews on that. Nothing yet, probably because nobody has stayed there. I don't know that to be fact. But one of the things they're promoting on their social media this week, if you're staying at the hotel and you would like to, you can rent a ghost kit. It's a little suitcase that you open up, and there's a flashlight and some batteries and two little electronic doodads that are used to detect ghosts.
Okay.
I can only assume they figure if somebody is gullible enough to spend $199 on a weekend night for one of those shitty little shoebox depression rooms, they're going to be willing to pony up a few extra bucks for a ghost kit.
How about a blue light? Oh, wait, no one stayed in there yet, no, so maybe they're okay on that front.
There's some ghost spooge.
Or black light, I mean.
There's some ghost spooge on my mattress. They didn't say how much it costs to rent the kit. You do have to be a hotel guest in order to do that. If somebody stays there and wants to rent the ghost kit, we'd love to hear about how well it worked. I think they probably bought it at an auction from like Scientology. It's one of those fucking things.
Thetan measurers or something.
Whatever those things are that, so there you go. Also in the works at Binion's, it hasn't been officially announced, but by Binion's at least, but it is being announced by the people who are putting it on, there's going to be a new show apparently coming to Binion's from an organization called the Elite Vegas Paranormal Society.
Elite is it?
They're really going all in with this whole ghost bullshit. The show is going to be called Talking Paranormal and Ghost Hunt. It is a talk show format talking about ghosts and paranormal shit, and then afterwards there will be a 90-minute ghost hunt in the hotel.
Okay.
So that's coming apparently in September to Binion's. Is there that big of an audience for this? I guess it doesn't have to be huge, I suppose. They only have 81 rooms or whatever it is, maybe it's less than that. Anyway, they don't have that many rooms, and
I don't know.
How many rooms is it? Now I can't remember. I should know.
We've been talking about 81 sounds right.
That's high, isn't it? I don't think it's that many. Anyway, it doesn't matter. We're not going to stay there. I'm waiting, though. I'd love for somebody to review it. If you want to shell out you can stay there for $100 during the week. Still seems like a lot. All right. Moving along.
I don't remember fucking anything, man.
Back to show number 314 from August 2011. I think this is the same show where we discussed the Chuck Jones experience, which we talked about a few weeks ago. There were plans back in 2011 that we discussed. Two members of the group Kiss. Are you familiar with the group Kiss?
I'm very familiar with the group Kiss.
Two of the
I heard Hide Your Heart on the way home the other day.
Classic.
Do-do-do-do-do. Great lyrics.
I wish Kiss would have a nice long residency so we can play a bunch of their hits on the show. Eric Singer and Tommy Thayer were doing some sort of a promotional appearance at a Kiss Coffee House in South Carolina, and at that point mentioned that there was going to be a Kiss Coffee House opening in Las Vegas in 2012. Sadly, that did not happen. We never heard anything about it again. However, the Kiss Mini Golf Course, which was already planned, did open later that year.
Which we kept saying, we got to go to that.
And never did. And it's still around. It has moved. I think it's still open at Rio, isn't it? It's like one of the three things still open at Rio.
You're asking me?
I don't know. I think originally it was across the street from the Hard Rock, and then it moved, and I believe it is still at Rio, last we heard. So, yeah, I guess I lost interest in that. You know how it is.
Mm-hmm.
We've got a list of things that we say we might do and we never get to.
Yep.
It's hard. There's just so much to do in this city. All right. So that happened. Well, it didn't happen. It was supposed to happen. All right. Moving along to a couple phone calls this week.
Hey, Tim. Hey, Michelle. This is David from Scratch Metalware in Texas.
Hello, David.
And I was out there, I think, right after your guys' trip. Went out there on Friday, July 5th, and stayed through the following Wednesday. So we got there just in time to experience the second earthquake from California, the 7.1 magnitude. And I was actually playing three cards in Planet Hollywood, where we were staying, and was enjoying my first beverage of the trip, and kind of felt this rolling movement, and I was really confused. I'm from Texas and haven't really experienced this before. And the guy across the table from me was from California, and he's the one who explained it was an earthquake. And it's really weird seeing the entire casino just kind of stop and get real quiet. The big chandeliers were swinging back and forth up on the ceiling, so it was an interesting experience, something I won't forget. The one thing that I thought was cool on this trip that we found was over at the Link in their new bar area that looks like it's designed for video games and millennials. They've got a whole section on, you know, bubble craps and automated blackjack and roulette and all this stuff with a bunch of game terminals kind of set up in a grid. But over at the bar, there are actually a few of those tables that are connected into that system. And the cool thing about it is you can play the craps. It's hooked up to the bubble craps down the casino from them. You can play blackjack. The cool thing about blackjack is, whereas in the big area with all the computer terminals kind of lined up together, the minimum there is $3, and it pays $6 to $5 on blackjack. A couple of terminals over at the bar actually have minimum $1 blackjack, and it pays full $3 to $2. So I don't know if this is a mistake or just a temporary thing or what. We're going back in October, and my buddy and I are expecting that these will no longer be there or the rules will not be like this anymore. But we had fun playing dollar blackjack and getting $3 to $2 on our blackjacks while we were enjoying beverages at the bar. So anyone who's into blackjack or multitasking where you want to play blackjack, craps, roulette, and baccarat all at the same time, check out these machines because they're pretty cool and they're offering, the best blackjack play on the strip currently. So anyway, just thought I'd let you know. Enjoying the podcast, and we'll talk to you later. Bye.
All right, there you go. If you want to play electronic blackjack, go to the machines by the bar instead of the stadium set up across the way. Good tip. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. You know what I was thinking about? We've got in Vegas, you've got all these different attractions where you can experience things that you might not experience in your own region.
Mm-hmm.
There's the rainstorm, I guess you can kind of experience that unless you're, I don't know, but you know, you've got the ice bar, mm-hmm. stuff like that. Why isn't there an earthquake experience?
I don't know.
Some kind of a thing where
maybe there are so many people from California who'd be like, yeah,
I know, but there are a lot of people that aren't,
well, not every day,
that
but
don't, and you know, people want to experience different things, and I'm mm-hmm. just have a bar where every 20 minutes shit goes a little nutty. Things start to shake, but you're in a safe place, so you know you're not going to end up getting hurt. It might be something. It's probably a stupid idea. I'm not saying it's, you know, it's not cold pizza, for God's sake, but mm-hmm. if somebody's looking for something to try, earthquake the bar.
I watched a video of the Dragon Show at Excalibur the other
day. Oh, you mentioned that. I have to do that. It's been a long time since I've seen it. Is it what you remembered?
Yes.
Is it as magical?
Magical is a good word.
No, I remember it being very bad.
Yes.
Is it worse or is it equally bad or is it, oh,
it's
that's
equally
not
bad.
Okay.
Equally bad.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll have to find that. Oh, good stuff. Okay, let's take another call.
Hey, 500, Garrett from San Antonio, Texas. I've got a work trip out to Vegas in a month or so, and I'm pretty excited.
I'm excited.
Looking for any recommendations of new places that you guys might have liked or want to get a review from. I'm already excited to go try Best Friend, but besides that, my schedule's pretty open. I'm looking forward to some good meals on the corporate card. Let me know. Thanks.
Always nice when it's paid for by somebody else. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, this question comes up once in a while. Like, do you want us to review something? And I'm always at a loss at this point. So I would say listen to recent shows and generally anything new we talked about, we'd love to hear a review. Mm-hmm. Anything that, you know, it doesn't, whether we've done it or not. If you're looking for stuff that we liked specifically that you want to try, the most recent shows where we reviewed stuff from our trips were 699, 678, 672, 671, and 658. So that's our post-trip stuff from the past year, and we did a bunch of restaurant reviews on there. So that would be your lesson plan if you're looking for for stuff. But as far as new things to review, you know, I don't want to send you, because I could be like, hey, go stay at Binion's for a night. But no, do something that appeals to you, and then call and tell us what you thought. Because I'd hate to send you somewhere where you know going in, like, oh, they want me to review this, so I will. But I know I'm not going to like it. I'd rather have you do something you assume you're probably going to like, and then let us know whether it lived up to your expectations or not. So, yep. Have a good time. Hope you can waste a lot of your company's money on things that you enjoy. All right. So if you want to call in, we'd love to hear from you. 702-866-9494 is the voicemail line. We love to get your reviews and your thoughts on stuff. Before we go this week, we have a couple karma donations. We have one from Jennifer, karma donation for a trip this weekend, representing both their shortest lead time and shortest ever stay in Vegas. After booking less than 2 weeks ago, we'll enjoy 42 hours in the promised land. Bring on the grasshoppers.
Have fun.
Have fun. I haven't seen much about the grasshoppers lately. I think that's somewhat subsided.
Yeah, I hope so.
So, yeah. And another one, another karma donation. This comes in from longtime listener Chris. Now, a long time ago, Chris, we don't talk about it often because it's a controversial thing, and it's like the kids in Vegas thing is played out. So,
People have opinions.
Yep, that's fine. You can have, nobody's going to change anybody else's mind. But Chris sent a really thoughtful email once when we were talking about this. I actually used a chunk of it in the book, I think, about ways to do Vegas with kids in a smart way that is indeed for them and not just really for you, but you have them along. Anyway, the kid that he wrote about in that very email many years ago is 21 years old, and they're going to be doing a trip, and the kid's going to be adventuring on his own at Bally's while they set up camp elsewhere on the strip. And he said, here's hoping that I don't have to bail him out of jail.
I hope not.
But if you did, what a great story. So, hey, let him get into some trouble. Thank you very much, Chris. Hope you all have a wonderful time. Appreciate your generous karma donation very much, and I'm glad to hear you're listening to the show again. He said that he has a commute again, so he's been able to listen to the show more often. Okay. So appreciate that as well. All right. Well, thank you all so much. We appreciate your support. And what else? Anything else before we get out of here?
I got nothing.
Oh, you know what? This is an unofficial. Okay, I gotta find it. I got one other thing that I read about this morning, and I debated whether or not to talk about it because where's the fucking Rumor Watch music? I can't find it. Rumor Watch. Could be true. Probably bullshit. Johnny Katz in the Review Journal had a very... He had something in his column today. First of all, the show Legends in Concert. This is not the rumor part. Legends in Concert is at Tropicana. And for a month or two, they're going to have the guy who used to be in Divas, Frank Marino.
Oh, yeah.
He's going to be doing his Joan Rivers thing as like the MC. And then he's going to retire that character.
Oh, wow. Interesting.
Which, you know what? I watched a video of him doing that character.
Yeah.
It's not a good impression.
Really?
How the fuck did he make a career out of this?
Yeah, he did that for a long time.
It's not. If you close your eyes and listen to it, you would have no idea he's doing Joan Rivers. Hmm. It's horrible. Anyway, he'll be bringing that to Legends, but that's not the part that you'd be interested in. The part you would be interested in, and I don't know how we're going to deal with this if it comes to pass, because I have no interest, but he had one little thing saying that there's expected to be a RuPaul's Drag Race show at Flamingo sometimes.
Yes. I've heard rumors that that's in the works.
What would we do with that? Because I'm not going. You know why? Because you have a bunch of drag queens do shitty impressions of Joan Rivers and stuff like that. That's one of the issues with drag queens.
I will go alone and I'll enjoy the hell out of it.
If you strip off the drag aspect of it, they're not good entertainers.
But a lot of them are really good activists. And
what is that? How is that an entertaining show? That's not a stage show.
But that, I don't know, that's what they do in their personal lives.
Well, good for them. I'm glad, but entertain me.
I follow a lot of them on Twitter.
Entertain me. So I'm going to go and watch. It's like if you weren't dressed up like another gender, this would be the shittiest entertainment I've ever seen.
Okay, let's make it clear that this is not your thing.
Yeah,
less
very
for
much
you,
not my,
more for me.
Very much. Watch the Frank Marino stuff and tell me that he's in any way a good Joan Rivers impersonator.
I will watch.
Oh my God, it was horrible. Anyway, so that might be happening. There might be a RuPaul show at Flamingo. I don't know if we talked about that in the past. If we did,
we might have talked about it, but not at Flamingo.
If we
maybe
did, I blocked it.
Like Planet Hollywood or Paris or something.
Oh, okay. All right, 500bymidnight.com is where you can go for our website. FiveHundy@gmail.com. So what are we? Are you going to go alone? Are you going to find somebody to go with?
I'll go alone if I have to. I don't care. I'll have a good time.
Okay. FiveHundy@gmail.com is the email address. What should I do while you're at the drag show?
Gamble. Oh, drink and gamble.
That's
there's
right.
There's some drinking and gambling to be done in
Vegas. I love that I'm looking for help figuring out what to do in Las Vegas while you're doing something else.
Don't we have a show about that?
You can find us on Twitter. I'm 5Hundy. She is Anita Martini. You can yell at me for my views on drag queens. 702-866-9494 is the voicemail line. We'd love to hear from you. And as always, thank you for listening, emailing, commenting, and calling. We do appreciate it. We hope you have a wonderful day.
Bye-bye.
Bye.